Hello and welcome to Camel Screen Guild Players from OTRGold.com. This episode will begin after a brief message from our sponsors.
Yes?
Good afternoon, madam. I'm your Fuller Brush man. I have a full line of... Well, just like I said, I got a brush.
Car 48, calling police car 48. Come in, Monahan.
Monahan, car 48. What's up, Sarge?
Get over to the park. Fire reported.
Ah, forget it, Sarge. Nothing to it. It's just that new street cleaner, Red Jones. He's got a fire going in his trash cart.
Well, what's he doing with a fire in his trash cart?
He's cooking breakfast for his girl.
How about that, Ann? Breakfast in the park. You know, with me, a girl never knows what to expect, and I usually disappoint him.
Oh, this is wonderful, Red. But I have to leave soon. Mr. Wallach has driving me down to the office.
Oh, that guy. The way his eyes drool when he looks at you. Even his eyelid pant.
Oh, he's not that bad, Red. And besides, he is a very successful Fuller Brush man.
Successful? He couldn't sell memberships in a pyramid club. And I'm going to have to tie something around your finger to make you remember to forget that guy. Here, take a look. I bought it. $18.
An engagement ring. Oh, Red.
Oh, well, don't cry, Ann. Gosh, I know you have to look twice to see the diamond once.
Oh, please, Red. Please don't joke.
Well, I'm not joking, Ann. You know how I've always felt about you, guys. I fell in love with you the first time I ever saw you.
I know. That's what makes it so hard, Red. I'm sorry, but I can't accept your ring.
You can't?
Well, you see, you aren't ready to take on a wife. I know you try, but you go from job to job.
Well, I've had this job for 3 weeks.
Yes, but how long will it last? Look at all those other jobs, Red. The time you drove the bus, that only lasted 3 days.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I was trying to get the passengers to the rear of the bus, and I forgot to watch where the front was going.
And before that, you worked as a plumber's helper. 1 week.
Well, that was the plumber's fault. He handed me the blueprints and told me what pipes to connect.
And so hot water came out of the gas log. Mm-hmm. It's always the same, Red. Something always happens and you lose your job. Now, look, you've got to settle down and get somewhere. Be someone before you can think of marriage.
Be someone, huh? Like, Keenan Wallace?
Well, yes, Red. He's very successful.
Oh.
And Mr. Seward, our district manager, says that...
Hey, Ann, come on, we're late.
Speak of the devil.
I'll see you later, Red. We'll talk some more.
Well, Ann, I...
Hey, Red. I see you're still wearing your white ducks, huh? Well, quack, quack! Yeah.
How can a clean-looking guy like that have such a dirty laugh, huh? Well, I might as well go dump this trash can now. This is the end, I guess. My whole life finished. Ended. Done.
Look out!
Oh. Gee, you didn't have to take me so seriously.
You idiot! You imbecile, you! Look at what you've done to my car!
Well, look what you've done to my trash can! You can't tell them apart now!
You all right, Commissioner Trist? Commissioner Trist? Head of the street cleaning department?
Exactly.
Gee, I've always wanted to meet you, Commissioner, working in the same department and all. My name's Jones.
As of this moment, your name is Mud.
Huh?
You're fired, you understand? You're through.
Oh, now, Commissioner, let's not get hasty now. Good men like me are hard to replace. Why, it might take, hours. Remember now, you want to keep your streets clean. There's a lot of rubbish collects on them, you know.
You're telling me. Go ahead, Robert. Let's get out of here.
Careful, there's broken glass there. You got a blowout. Smell that California air.
Wait!
Well, the same old story, Red. Fired again.
Yeah, and I've been up for pension in 20 years, too. But, Ann, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, it never is. Look, Red, I've been thinking, too. Maybe you've had the wrong kind of job.
Hmm?
Maybe you went into business for yourself, as your own boss.
Oh?
Became a Fuller Brush dealer, an independent businessman.
Me, a Fuller Brush man?
Sure.
Oh, gosh, Ann, I...
Hi, Ann.
Oh, hello, Mr. Waller.
Hi, Red.
Hi.
How's the curb stone corroborated?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Don't bother. It's in all the papers. Headlines, too. Commissioner Trist escaped injury in car crash. Say, I hope you got his license number.
I got it all right on my chest. They got a new kind of bumper now. When you hit anybody, a stamp comes down and says, killed in California.
Just the same, the accident was good for me, you know, and now I'm going to be a full brush man.
A what?
Oh, well, of course, we're counting a lot on your help, Mr. Wallach.
No, wait a second.
Oh, really, I'm sure that Red will make good, especially if you show him how it's done, and then let him try a few houses for himself. Oh, please.
Well, okay. But it's like watering a weed with champagne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wallach. Come on, Red, it's my lunch hour. I'll go get my hat and gloves.
Okay.
Hey, this could be pretty good for me. Try a few houses, huh? I know just the one. That street up off the avenue. Door-to-door poison for any peddler. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, is this gonna be fun. Okay, Red, take any house on this street. You sure you remembered everything I showed you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, Red, I know you're going to do just fine.
Oh. Hey, you want to bet, Ann, say $1 million?
Huh, I'll bet more than that.
Okay, a kiss.
That's the deal.
Oh, now, wait a second.
Get going, useless.
I'm going. Now, let me see. Knock lightly, have good appearance, well-modulated voice, friendly smile, and... here goes. See, maybe I better practice a little. Would you be interested in a hairbrush? Would you be interested in a hairbrush? That ain't it. Would you be interested in a hairbrush? Would you be interested...
Interested in what?
Nothing, Baldy. Madam, would you be interested...
No!
In... Mister, would you...
No!
Lady, would you...
Yes?
I'll bet you would. That ain't what it says, but it'll have to do. Gosh, this is getting pretty tough on Ann. Well, I might as well tackle the next house. Let's see. It says, name, Charmley. Charmley? Well, I hope she is.
Hello? Miss Charmley speaking. Grant? Well, it's about time you called me back. Say, what does that pea brain in the casting office mean? I'm not alluring enough for the part. Look, I've brushed off more men than the porter at the Waldorf. Just a minute. Now listen, Grant. Just a minute.
Must be Gorgeous George's mother.
Grant, you tell him I want that part, that's all. How do you like that? Not alluring enough. Gosh, I wonder, can I be flipping? Yes?
Oh, hello, I'm your mirror flesh plan. Wanna buy a brush?
Well, come in.
Hmm?
Sit down.
Oh, nice place you got.
Thanks. Now, you have lovely hair.
Yeah?
Can I run my fingers through it?
Oh.
So nice and curly.
Ah, you keep that up, you're going to straighten it out. what I came to see you about, Miss Charmley, is, I'm your Fuller Brush man.
You can call me Baby.
Yeah, well, I'd like to show you some of our newest baby brushes. I'd like to show you some of our newest brushes, Baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, this one here, couldn't use your shaving brush. No, this is one of our new friction shower bath brushes. You see, don't stand so close, please. See, you attach this nozzle to the faucet, and then you turn the water, and it comes out the...
How interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I might take one of those.
Oh, fine. It'll be $2.
If you demonstrate it.
Well, sure. Well, demonstrate it. Well, you see, this is a bath brush. Supposing I come back Saturday night.
When I ask men to do something, they usually eat out of my hand.
Yeah, well, I've had my lunch.
Men can't get me out of their butt.
Yeah, well, this is no time for a transfusion, believe me.
Kiss me. You're no different from all the others. All men follow me like sheep.
Yeah, well, not me.
Like sheep.
Not me.
Mm.
Oh. Nah. Oh, well, another door, another bell, another bunion. Well, what have I got to lose? I'll try it.
Yes?
Oh, good afternoon, madam. I'm your Fuller Brush man, and
Well, I mean, I'm trying to be, see. I got a lot of brushes here. I got some your husband's going to love, just if you've got a husband.
Well, yes, but Mr. Chris is talking business with his friend, Mr. Cuxton. If you care to come back.
Well, that's the most encouraging thing. Mr. Chris? You mean Commissioner Chris?
Why, yes.
Boy, do I pick him, huh?
Well, if you wish to try again later.
No, thanks. I ran into your husband once today, and I wouldn't like to do it again.
Ran in? Oh, you must be that street cleaner.
I'm the boy with
the accident.
Game. I'm the accident.
He was very angry, wasn't he? Mm. I know he growled about it all through lunch.
Yeah, you know, it must be tough on you, feeding him raw meat three times a day. Well, I guess this doesn't...
Oh, is it that bad?
Yeah, kind of bad. It cost him a girl a fortune in lipstick. Gee, if I'd have sold a brush here, why, I'd have won a bet, a girl, and, well, maybe a job.
Perhaps you still can.
How? Oh, you mean you'll buy a brush?
That's the least I can do to make amends for my husband.
Oh.
How many brushes do you have to sell?
Only one. I mean ten. No, I'm sure you can use 10 brushes, couldn't you?
Of course. I'll take 10 of those bristle combs.
Well, by strange coincidence, I have exactly 10 of them.
I was sure you had.
Darling.
Yes, dear. It's my husband.
Oh.
Who is at the door?
Who is... Oh, it's you! Gorgeous George's mother.
Wife! I thought I told you to stay out of my way.
Yeah, I know.
But, darling, please.
You stay out of this, here.
No, she's right, Fred.
You too, Crookston. Stay out of this. I'm going to show this fool that I... What's that? The light. Who turned up?
Oh. Keith, turn on the light. Keith, where in heaven's name is that butler?
I'm right here, Mrs. Trist. I'll turn on the light.
I can't imagine what...
Get some water. She's fainted.
Hey, what's this all about? First the lights go out, and then she pops off and passes out. He got drunk and passed out. Look at him. Was he taking a nap on that floor? A little nap wouldn't hurt the drug, believe
me. Hello, operator.
Ooh, he ain't breathing.
Get me the police.
Ooh,
hurry. I want to report a murder.
Murder?
They can't do a thing until the police arrive, so we'll use that time to talk about smoking. Camel Cigarettes now present Act Two of The Fuller Brush Man, starring Red Skelton and Janet Blair. It's murder, and the police have already swung into action. At the home of the late deceased Mr. Trist, Lieutenant Quint of the Homicide Squad is beginning the investigation.
There were four of you in the room when the lights went out. Now, one of you stabbed Gordon Trist through the heart and hid the weapon. We haven't found the weapon yet, but we will. I thought that first I'd give you all a chance to talk.
At a time like this, who feels like making conversation?
Jones, you had a run-in with Mr. Trist this morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
I understand he fired you.
Well, yeah, but I didn't kill him.
What did you do when the lights went out?
Well, I...
What did you do?
I hit him the piano.
You knew that Mr. Trist didn't like you. What were you doing in his home?
Well, I was selling some brushes to Mrs. Trist. Go ahead, ask her. She'll tell you herself.
Mrs. Trist?
I never saw him before in my life.
Oh!
We always feed our jailbirds well. Go on, Jones. Have some more turkey.
Now, look, Lieutenant. You look here. I'm looking. You can't find it. Wait, I got it. Look, Lieutenant, I don't want any more turkey. What are you trying to do? Get something out of me or get something into me? You've been firing questions at me all night. I'm still not guilty, and I'm not very hungry.
Oh, go ahead. That turkey can't hurt you now.
No.
It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Mr. Trist.
Yeah, now, don't say things like that. Now, look, I didn't kill Mr. Trist, and I don't like your a la carte insinuation.
Oh, come now. There's no need to get upset.
Upset? Oh, I'm not set up. Upset? I'm not...
Not one little bit?
No, not one little bit.
Well, then tell me, why are you putting that turkey wing in your lapel?
I'm on the blue plate special.
I came right down, Lieutenant. When Mr. Wallach said you called him,
yeah,
I decided...
Yeah, she thought she'd better come along.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, but this Fuller Brush kid had your name on it, Wallach. Is it yours?
Yes, it's mine. I lent it to Red Jones.
Why?
That's what I'd like to know.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. This is Mr. Seward, our district manager.
Yes, and in all my years with the company, we've never before been associated with scandal. Just look at these newspaper headlines, will you? Fuller Brushman says buy or die. Door knocker. Door knocker knocks off reluctant customer. Can't you do anything about this horrible publicity?
You better take that up with Jones. Ferguson.
Yes, Lieutenant?
Bring Jones in here. I'm letting him go.
Letting him go? After what he did to Fuller Brushes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Seward. It was all my fault. I know now how useless it was.
Well, thanks, Ferguson. You got to come over to my place and sleep sometime. Oh, hello, Angie. I'm sorry about all of this. It wasn't my fault, really. Now that I'm going to be a Fuller Brush man, things will be different, boy. I'm going to be the best thing that ever hit Fuller Brushes.
It might be just the opposite.
Come along, Wally. What's everybody so touchy about?
Oh, nothing. Just the same old thing. Red Jones has done it again. Mr. Trouble, all dependable. I always expect the worst from you, Red. And you never let me down.
But then, it wasn't my...
Don't say that again. Don't ever say anything to me again.
Right, now her too.
Say, Jones, who gets his Fuller Brush kit?
Might as well be me. I'm always left holding the bag. Just a minute. Gee, maybe it's Ann. Maybe she's changed her mind. I'm coming. Just a minute. Hiya, honey. Oh, gosh, Mrs. Chris.
Let me in, please, quick.
Well, now look, sis, I don't know what you want to buy, but this time I ain't selling.
You must believe me. I'm only trying to help you.
Oh, sure. Trying to help me get a fast ride down that last mile. Now, why didn't you tell those cops that you bought those brushes?
Because they suspect us both.
You do?
If they knew we'd met before, they might think we were in this thing together. And we are in it together, even though we're innocent.
Yeah.
We must work together.
Yeah.
Stick together.
Yeah? It's going to be tough walking that way. Well, how about my girl? Will you tell her you bought those brushes from me?
Oh, of course.
Oh, good. Well, now you stay right here. Stay where you are. See, I hope she's not out with Wally. I hope she's not home with Wally. Well, here it is. Hello. Hey, Ann. Look, honey, can you come over to my place right away? Oh, but Ann, you got to. Look, Mrs. Trist is here, and she wants to tell you something. Okay, honey, I knew you would. Hurry, will you? Yeah, she's coming right over, Mrs. Trist. Then you can tell her the truth and... Hey, what are you doing messing around my Fuller Brush kit?
Oh, just looking at the brushes. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they are. They're nice. Hey, what's this bristle comb doing here? I thought I sold all of those to you.
Well, as a matter of fact, you only left me 9. That one must be mine, too.
Oh, well, take it. But don't forget to pay me for them. You dig up the cash and I'll dig up some food. Neighbors next door are acting up again. I'll dig up
some food. Boy, am I hungry. They serve a wonderful meal down at the jail, but they spoil your appetite first.
Hey, come on, you can help me. You know anything about boiling onions?
This is the kitchen?
Yeah, it's kind of small. It used to be a telephone booth before the housing shortage.
The doorbell.
Well, gosh, that's funny. It couldn't be Ann. She couldn't get here that fast.
You go and answer it. I'll stay in here. And remember, no one must know I'm in the place.
No, okay. Yes?
Good evening, Mr. Jones.
Oh, you're that butler, Mr. Hurst. You're Chris's butler, aren't you, huh? Look, I'm awful busy, old man, so would you please hurry and go
I'm
away
sorry,
and...
Mr. Jones. I'm coming in.
Okay.
Now then, where is Mrs. Trist?
Mrs. Trist?
I know she's here. I followed her.
Oh.
I had a feeling she was in on this some way. The doorbell.
That's funny. That's what everybody said.
Quick. I mustn't be discovered here.
Why not?
Don't you ever go to the movies?
Yeah.
In a murder mystery, they always suspect the butler.
Oh.
Where can I hide?
Well, in there, in the kitchen with Mrs. Fritz.
Thanks. I'll do as much for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just a minute. Boy, what a spot for a hot dog stand, huh? Hello.
Your name, Jones.
Goodbye. Guy out there with a gun. Oh, it's a good thing his door's locked. Say, how'd you mugs unlock that door?
Professional secret, Mr. Jones. Ditch. Is it in that full of your bus chips?
Not here, Jiggers. No sign of it.
Okay, stop looking.
Well, look, anything I can help you with? You're kind of noisy for people I haven't met. Look, you're wrecking my apartment. What do you want?
Came up to buy some freshness, Mr.
Well,
Fuller.
Be quiet about it, will you? I don't care about you breaking my furniture, but don't break my leaves, please.
The doorbell. Who's that?
I don't know. At this point, I could use a little prompting from the audience.
We'll go and wait in the kitchen.
Oh?
You get rid of whoever it is.
Oh.
And don't try any funny business.
Oh, I won't.
This gun is loaded.
So is the kitchen.
Come on, Stitch.
Oh, goodness. Coming! I'm going to make a deal with the bus people. You watch.
Hello, Jones. Am I intruding?
Lieutenant Quint. Oh, well, come in, Lieutenant Quint. Gee, I'm sure glad to see you, Lieutenant Quint. Oh, just loosen up your holster, and... just take off your gun and make yourself at home. Once I miss him. Well, I'll guarantee I'll never be back here again.
It doesn't look much like home right now.
Oh, I feel right at home, though. I changed the furniture around, some of the lights, too, by the way.
I'm sure it looked better the way you had it.
Oh, no.
You're positive I'm not intruding now.
Oh, no, I was just spending a quiet evening alone with some of my joke books.
Well, I wouldn't leave you alone with my joke book.
The doorbell. Oh, doggone it. Now they got me saying it. Excuse me, will you, Lieutenant?
Yes?
Yes, I just...
Anne, darling.
Oh, Lieutenant Quint, you still think Red killed Mr. Quint? Lieutenant, how can you be so blind? Why, Red never harmed anyone in his life.
Say, let's get this straight, miss. Are you with him or against him?
With him when he's in trouble.
Ain't that wonderful? I'm always in trouble.
Red, where is she? You said Mrs. Trist is here. Lieutenant, that ought to prove something to you.
Mrs. Trist?
Well, she thought I said Trist. I said Trist. Mrs. Trist. She's the woman with the underslung jaw. her husband married her so he'd have an ashtray. The bottom part comes out and the top part recedes. Goes back so far she has to put her lipstick on from the back.
That's very interesting. And you're
supposed to be serious. Let's not laugh this now.
And what did Mrs. Trist come here for?
How should I know? Who could understand her?
Listen.
If anybody says doorbell, I'm going to scream.
Well, I better answer that myself. Oh, it's you, Ferguson. Get anything?
Your hunch is right on the beam, Lieutenant. We got four of them. They were coming down the fire escape.
Who?
Mrs. Trist, the butler, and a couple of finger men.
Hey, well, that's impossible. They're out there in the kitchen. Come on, I'll show you. Hey, Mrs. Trist, will you please come out and tell my girl what you... Hey, everybody's gone.
Oh, relax, Red. You're off the spot.
Oh?
Oh, you really mean that, Lieutenant?
Sure. We've dug up quite a bit about Mrs. Trist and that Crutchton guy.
You mean the fellow that was there when the old boy got murdered?
Uh-huh. He shared a lot of business interests with Trist. He also hoped to share his wife. They got so pally, they forgot to be smart. No, there's no question about the case. If I could only find the murder weapon.
Well, let's tear the rest of the place apart. Hey, what am I saying, anyhow?
Hey, Red, what's that funny smell in here?
Smell? I started to say it may be the script, you know. It must be that coffee pot. Mrs. Trist started to make some coffee. It's been boiling all this time. Come on, let's just empty it out. Hey, look. What's that?
It's one of our brushes. Hey, that's very strange. It was in the coffee.
Wait, I got it, Ann. Look, this handle, it's soft. It's been out of shape. And the way it was before, it was sharp and pointed.
The murder weapon.
That's right. Whoever killed Trist hid this brush with the other brushes in my kit and came here tonight to get it.
That adds up to Mrs. Trist. Why, she didn't even want me to know she'd even bought one of those brushes.
Yeah, but what about the two mugs with the gun?
Oh, they've talked enough already. They were hired by Croxton. He was in on it, too.
Yes, but the butler, where does he come in?
We just threw him in to make the plot suffer.
Oh, Red, I'm so glad you're staying.
Well, that's fine. Now we got some unfinished business.
Hmm?
And you remember all those kisses Wallach gave you yesterday?
What about them?
Well, you wouldn't want to keep his kisses, would you? Come on, gal, hand them over.
Oh, Red.
I wrote the ending myself. Pretty good, huh?
To the end of tonight's Golden Age of Comedy. I'm Armand Romanoli.
And I'm Mark Lawrence. Coming up next on the Theater Guild on the Air,
we have a radio adaptation of the classic comedy play You Can't Take It With You by George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart, a show that's being revived very successfully on Broadway right now. We'll be back again next Sunday night with our all-request show. We hope you'll join us then. Until then, have a good week. You're listening to FM 105.7, CHRE.